This is a very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is nice because of four main things that it tells us. Firstly, it tells that other parts, anyaha, the word anyaha here is very significant. It means other part or other parts. Part means or parts. That they are not as auspicious as the part of Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. So in anything we do, it is very important that we know why we are doing it. You know, this chanting we are doing for 12 hours, it's very nice. And in the paper, as we see, you know, Shri Jiva Goswami and Shri Shri Goswami say that this process of devotional service is sublime, it's enjoyable and blissful. So it is not that we have to undergo great austerity. We are doing very nice kirtan, and it is very blissful, very enlightening. It is not difficult. So why we are doing it? Can anyone give a few points on why the chanting is so important? Yes,
for the pleasure of the Lord.
Yes, for the pleasure of the Lord. Chanting for the pleasure of the Lord is the most important, because when we call out someone, when someone calls out my name, Viraja, especially when my son calls out my name, I become very pleased. So similarly, you know, Pita Asya Jagat Sarvam, he is the father of the universe. So when his children, that is us, call out his name, he becomes very pleased. And immediately, it is he who starts loving us. He always loves us, father always loves his children. But when we call him out, his inclination towards us even becomes greater, he becomes more inclined. So, Narottam Das Thakur says, Golo Kera Premathana Harinam Sankirtana. This Harinam Sankirtan is actually Premathana, the love of Godhead, that is coming from Golo, from the abode of Krishna. So when we are calling him out through these names, then he becomes very pleased, and there is mutual reciprocation of loving exchange, and ultimately that culminates into Bhakti Yoga, which we call devotional service. So it is not only chanting 12 hours. After that, we become inclined to serve. That is the symptom. If we are chanting for 12 hours, and when we go home, and the inclination for service is not there, then we should regard that we did not chant properly. We did not chant attentively. Then that implies that this ato anyaha, that we are doing other things. In our minds, we are thinking other things. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the process is so sublime, it is said that immediately the truth is stated. When I looked at this verse, when Prabhuji mentioned that this verse was to be discussed in the class, it is almost a preface of Srimad Bhagavatam, because in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the subject matter is introduced. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadiyasya Yatvantraya Vitaratas Chandeshma Vidna Saran Vene Brahma Nidaya Adhikave Surya Tejo Vali Pritam Yatari Mayo Yatra Prisargo Amrisha Dhamna Svena Sada Nirasa Duhakam Satyam Param Vimani. So basically, Shri Vyasa says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So he says, offenses onto Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Vasudev, Lord Shri Krishna. So it is an introduction. So when we introduce someone, I've had quite a few introductions, and I requested Prabhu not to introduce me to that. But when introduction is there, we mention, this is Mr. Devkinandan Prabhu. By profession, he is a lawyer. You know, he has got nice two children, Gopal and Sangeeta, and he's a very nice, inspiring devotee. So we mention his name once, Nityananda Prabhu, whenever we say he is this, he is this. So similarly, Vyasa mentions the subject matter is Krishna Vasudeva.